We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Today is Transgender Day of Remembrance, honoring those who lost their lives to violence and discrimination. Authorities say 32 transgender people have been killed around the country so far this year. Last year, there were at least 50 such murders, and that broke a record for the highest death toll since the Human Rights Campaign started tracking these numbers back in 2013. In New York, Governor Hochul has declared all of November Transgender Awareness Month, with landmarks lit in the colors of the Pride flag. Among the events today, Gays Against Guns will hold an hour-long vigil outside the Stonewall Inn starting at 4 o'clock and then a gathering inside until 7:30. Prosecutors say a pair of young men went to Pennsylvania to buy a gun and prepare for an attack on a Manhattan synagogue.
21-year-old Christopher Brown of Aquabog accused of tweeting, "Should I become a husband or shoot up a synagogue and die?" Prosecutors say he also posted, "This time, I'm really going to do it." Mitch Silber says it was his intelligence analysts at the Community Security Initiative who found the Twitter account Friday morning and got the FBI and NYPD involved.
So suddenly you're looking for the ultimate needle in a haystack. Find one person out of 8.5 million.
Brown and co-defendant 22-year-old Matthew Marrer of the Upper West Side arrested Friday night at Penn Station. Prosecutors say Brown had a large military-style knife on him and a swastika arm patch. According to court documents, police also found a Glock-style pistol and large-capacity magazine in a bag in the lobby of Marrer's building on West 94th Street.
We're all sort of breathing a big sigh of relief.
Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Manhattan Criminal Court.
This is a week for travel, with millions hitting the road for Thanksgiving. Today is actually a World Day of Remembrance for victims of traffic violence.
Some of the members of Safe Streets cried openly. The pain of losing someone in a car crash was still fresh. Others seemed numb from their heartbreak. They all came together, though, for the dedication of a memorial grove in Lincoln Terrace, Arthur Somers Park in Brooklyn. Monique Williams still mourns her father.
Exactly 2 years ago, my father, Jerry Spriggs, was killed by a driver in a hit-and-run car crash. My father was a kind, thoughtful person who should still be here with us doing the things that he loved.
221 people were killed in New York City traffic crashes this past year. The group is pushing for passage of the Safe Streets Act in Albany. It's a package of bills that prioritizes safety and calls for the lowering of speed limits. Carol DiIuria, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
One person is dead in an early morning fire in Upper Manhattan. FDNY says it broke out around 6 o'clock on the third floor of a six-story apartment building on Broadway in Inwood. Heavy flames and smoke. Firefighters reportedly also had to contend with clutter inside the home. No word yet on the victim's name or what caused the fire. The killings were in Queens, but police say they got their man in Virginia. Jabari Burrell, according to authorities, was arrested on I-95 after police spotted his grandmother's stolen van pulled over and out of gas. His 67-year-old grandmother, 47-year-old step-aunt, and 26-year-old wheelchair-bound aunt were found dead by a home health aide coming to work Friday morning. The three women had each been stabbed multiple times. A police source tells the Daily News the 22-year-old had been living with his relatives in Springfield Gardens, and the deadly rampage was possibly ignited by a family argument. The building's landlord reportedly heard loud noises early Friday morning, with the suspect speeding away shortly after that.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.